You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're focusing on the culinary arts. So we're joined by local writer, food expert, and host of The In Crowd on WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hello, Lisa.
And since Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away, we thought we'd have a hearty conversation about what is on some people's biggest meal of the year, really, for some people, what's on the menu. So we brought in Blake Reitz. He's a co-owner of Eat, Catering, and Carryout in Ann Arbor. Hi, Blake.
Hi, how are you?
Where do we want to start?
I think that sometimes it makes sense to start with dessert, right?
Absolutely.
Why save dessert for the end?
Right.
Yes.
And at Thanksgiving, the tradition really has been pie. And this is why I thought of bringing Blake in to talk about Thanksgiving, because Blake makes amazing pie.
Is it the crust or the filling or all of the
above? Both. The crust is really something special. It's a recipe I got from my mother. She got from a great aunt who probably got it from another relative somewhere along the lines. It's a really old school kind of lard crust. Lard's the only fat in it.
It's flaky.
Yeah, it's extremely forgiving.
Crust is hard. I tried to make a crust once and completely failed.
Yeah, well, the butter one is really tricky. I haven't even mastered that because I found this lard one and it works. So I don't even mess with the butter crust anymore. But you don't have to worry about temperature with this. You don't have to worry about overworking it. It's excellent.
What kind of pie do you like to make?
For Thanksgiving, we do apple pie, classic, and instead of pumpkin, we do a ginger sweet potato. So those are the two we offer for Thanksgiving, but I make all kinds of pies.
I have to ask you this. What kind of apples do you put in the pie, and does that make a big difference?
It definitely does. My favorite is Northern Spy, so I use usually a mix of Northern Spy and Granny Smith.
I'm writing that down because
I'm telling you, that's a big debate. Do you have the tart apples? Do you have sweet apples?
Yeah, I prefer a tart apple
for
pie or for cooking generally.
Is part of it also something to do with the amount of moisture content so you don't end up with a soggy pie, or is that just another trick that I don't know about?
I'm not sure. I usually just use them for flavor. And they do hold up pretty well to cooking, so the filling doesn't turn into mush or anything like that.
I was telling Lisa that apple pie to me will always be my mom's, and I call it mom's magic apple pie because she's been making it for as long as I can remember food, and it is extremely delicious. And it's not just my opinion. Several times I've brought my mother's apple pie for potlucks, and twice now I have gotten like spontaneous marriage proposals because people thought that I had made that pie. So I don't make an apple pie because I don't think I could ever compete with mom's magic apple pie.
Does she still make it now?
She does. We don't eat a lot of pie anymore, right? I mean, once you get to a certain age, you have to be careful about how much pie you eat. But you always
save Thanksgiving,
room
you have to
for
have
mom's
pie.
Magic apple pie.
Yeah, and on Thanksgiving, do any of us know the history why we eat pie on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
We should always say yes to
pie. Right. It's something we've always done. I think it's just a.
So we're coming up on Thanksgiving. I know that Eat in Ann Arbor, you have several dishes that you offer for people on Thanksgiving.
We do. We offer Thanksgiving sides. We don't make the turkey, but we have a pretty extensive sides menu, soups, you know, all kinds of great roasted root vegetables and Brussels sprouts and all of the wonderful produce that we have in fall.
What is your favorite, like, can't miss side dish for you personally when you're doing Thanksgiving that maybe goes back to your childhood or something you found recently?
I love the stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about the stuffing.
And you guys make stuffing at Eat?
We do, yeah.
I have never, it's hard to find a good stuffing. So what do you put in yours?
Well, we do kind of a little bit of a different take on it. We put sausage in it and cherries and walnuts.
What kind of bread do you use?
We use farm bread. It's like a sourdough kind of.
And do you tear it apart or do you cube it? These are important questions.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
We cube it and then we mix in some caramelized onions and some sage. Put some chicken stock on there and bake it. And I always put it inside my turkey. I like to put the stuffing in the turkey.
Do you?
That is one of my childhood memories, is my mom making stuffing. And the night before Thanksgiving, she had this, they had gone to Mexico and she had these three big bowls. And we never used them except for Thanksgiving. She'd get out the biggest bowl and we'd all sit around and we'd break off pieces of probably Wonder Bread.
Right.
And that was exciting for us. So we got to make the little pieces and put them in the big bowl. And that's what she used for the stuffing.
Yeah.
So yeah, Thanksgiving does evoke a lot of food feelings, don't you think?
Well, I'm listening to Blake describe this stuffing and I'm wondering wondering why we don't eat stuffing all year round. It is the
exactly.
best food.
Right.
Whether you're going for the sausage with the chicken stock or a vegetarian version of stuffing, it's good food.
Yeah.
But the hard part's the turkey, and the, you don't make that there.
We don't do the turkey, no.
Because every year I have to do my favorite Thanksgiving quote. Put your hand in the what and take out the what. Yeah. Do you make turkey?
You know, for years, we just always went to my parents' house. And before that, we always went to my grandparents' house. But a few years ago, we started hosting. And I found a really great apple cider brine. Brining the turkey, and especially in a beautifully sweet, wonderful brine, mitigated my worry about drying the turkey out.
Right.
Right? So it infuses it with all that liquid. So I loved that. Now, this year, we're going back to Mom and Dad's. And Mom gets to do all the work. Thank you, Mom.
Yes. It's hard to know. Do you butter it? Do you oil it? Do you put seasonings on it? Do you put stuff inside to flavor it?
I've done all of those things. I'm with Jessica on brining it, though.
You
definitely
Are you?
Have to brine it.
What do you brine yours with?
I just do like a classic salt, herb, salt water and herbs brine.
And that keeps it moister?
Some lemon, yeah. Yeah,
I never know if nice people really are enjoying eating the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Right?
They say they are. But because
I honestly am not a huge turkey fan. This is probably the only time of year that I eat it.
Mm-hmm. Probably for many people. But
last
it smells
year I tried
good.
To do a non-traditional Thanksgiving meal and not have a turkey. And my family was not having it.
So. Right back to turkey. Right?
There was a turkey there.
Well, what else do you make at Eat? That we got pie and we've got stuffing and side dishes.
Oh, we've got all the side dishes. We do a gravy kit for chicken
gravy.
Great.
We need a gravy kit.
So it's just chicken stock and you know things to thicken it and some herbs and stuff like that.
What makes it a kit? You just buy it and throw it together?
Well, it's just the chicken stock and then the thickening agent with some herbs. So you bring it to a boil, dump the little...
And it's all pre-measured, and you can't mess it up.
Right.
See, the can't mess it up part's important for me.
Yeah, but I love that. I need. Who doesn't need a gravy kit at Thanksgiving?
Well, who even knew this was a thing? So thank you.
Right.
Do you have any crazy, like, weird family recipes? In my case, for whatever reason, we're still very sentimental about this green Jell-O mold that might have cottage cheese or Cool Whip in it or something, and pineapple chunks, and you put it in a mold that, like a wreath almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Thanksgiving if we don't have it.
Do you
food
eat it?
That I would not eat any other time.
Right.
But I love it at Thanksgiving.
My mom makes a green Jell-O thing
Does
similar
she?
To that with the canned
great.
Pineapple, and I think it's like lime Jell-O mixed with Cool Whip or something
exactly.
gross. But
it's the most delicious gross thing I eat.
Yeah.
I think
every year, if you're listening to NPR, you know that Susan Stamberg shares her Mama Stamberg's relish recipe, and this year NPR is asking people to share stories with them if you've ever made it, if you like it, or if you don't like it. NPR apparently is putting together a story for the holiday and wants to hear from you. Have you ever made it?
I have never made it. No, I feel like maybe I should.
Yeah.
So I have a story to tell.
Yeah. Well, you can share it at NPR.org.
Are we talking the cranberry
yes.
sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you make cranberry sauce?
We do.
Yeah. That's not an easy one either.
Uh-huh.
Does it taste good?
Oh, yeah. It tastes great.
What's your secret?
None of that canned stuff.
No. What's your secret?
We start with fresh cranberries. We use a lot of citrus zest, a lot of orange zest, cinnamon.
You and you like it?
A ton of sugar in it.
Yeah, aha.
So do you not like cranberry sauce? You're asking, do you like it? And I feel like there's
something
behind
it. The few times I've had
it,
it's been kind of sour, and it's like, why am I eating this? Yeah. I think that's why people stick with the Jell-O, because it's more palatable.
It's so
sweet. Yeah, but a lot of sugar, that's the key to a good relish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Blake Reitz, co-owner of Eat Catering and Carryout in Ann Arbor, thank you so much for sharing your information with us here, and we'll put links to people can order that gravy kit right there on our webpage.
Gravy kit sounds good to me. I'll be signing up.
Right. Thanks so much for joining us for Art and Soul.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And Jessica, always good to see you.
It's always nice to see you too, Lisa.